Back to Big V Racing. You're with Matt Nevitt and Sean Cosgrove on this Monday morning. And the fifth event from Ballarat's not too far away, but we're about to have a chat to a man that many of you would know as the mastermind behind The Winning Post, and also an organisation that he runs called Doxa, which celebrated its 50th anniversary yesterday. It is for youths who are disadvantaged in the city, and it aims to get them out of the city and brings them into a country environment. And the man behind it all, his name is Father Joe Jacob, and he joins us on Big V Racing. Good morning to you, Joe. Congratulations on the 50th anniversary of Doxa.
Thanks, Matt, and it's a real privilege to be the second guest on your new show. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
You don't get a prize for that, Joe, you realise, don't you?
Oh, that's the story of my life, always running second short.
There's no sling. Now, you've done a wonderful thing with Doxa. Just for people who are wondering about, how did it start and the people who helped you kick it off the ground?
Well, it's been a real team effort, Sean. I was stationed in Flemington where you had a lot of kids living in those high-rise flats with not much going for them in life and not many options open to them, mainly due to lack of money and the environment wasn't the best. And having taken a group of kids on a camp in 1972, I thought it would be good if this opportunity was open right across the board for families and children in those circumstances. And anyway, as I told the story yesterday, I walked down to Bart Cummings' place at 33 Fisher Parade. He'd just moved into Flemington. Knocked on his door, I said, "Bart, I haven't seen you about coming to church, but I've come to see if you'll help me get this project off the ground." And then Bart subsequently introduced me to Roy and a whole lot of his stable clients, and we kicked off in October 1972. By 1976, we'd built the facility at Malmesbury, which up to date's accommodated, I think, 300,000 kids. And we've gone on from there with the help of a lot of generous and fine people.
Joe, the good thing is you got a deal on the land there, and I think this is wonderful that the government at the time backed you and they still support you. It's something like $1 a year rent you pay for the land, isn't it?
Yes. At the time, the Minister for Forests was Jock Granter, and that's the good thing about the racetrack. Everyone's equal on the racetrack. You don't go and sort of approach a Minister of the Crown in the street and say, "Hey, I want to see about building a camp." But Wally Broderick introduced me to Jock Granter, who subsequently put me through to one of his staff members, who was a guy I knew from years and years ago at school, and we were able to go through a rather smooth passage to acquire the lease on the land at Malmesbury.
Hey, Joe, stay with us. We've got to go to Ballarat here for the fifth event on that program. You haven't got a tip for us. You having a bet at Ballarat this morning in the Dogs?
No, not this morning.
All right,
Matt.
Well, it's to midday. You're with Matt Nevitt and Sean Cosgrove on Big V Racing this morning. We're 6 minutes out from the opening event at Pakenham this afternoon in the Gallops. And Father Joe Jacoby's on the line now. Father Joe, many people in the racing circles will know you as the mastermind behind The Winning Post, which has been a publication which has been around for 30-odd years. So just take us back to the start and how Winning Post all came about.
Well, Matt, I had an idea first to run a little sort of magazine through the hotel network, but I didn't see much future in that. And then I put the idea aside for a little while, and then they'd started racing on Fridays. And I got a tip for a horse on the Friday, and I went in, and I still remember at the Southern Cross TAB, and I couldn't find a form guide. So I put it to the tab that we run a form guide through the TAB network. And also gradually we got into the hotel network when Sky Channel was being introduced. And we launched Winning Post on Caulfield Guineas Day, so it'll be next week, this Saturday coming, 1988. And 30-odd years later, whatever it is, it's still going. And I see you're going to have John Russell on the program tomorrow, I think. And John Russell wrote the lead article for the first edition of Winning Post back in 1988.
Joe, have you ever figured out how many actual copies of Winning Post have been sold?
Oh, gee. Well, we got it up to about 30,000. I think it was 35,000. So we did that for about 10-odd years. Mm. So quite a few, that's for sure. As a matter of fact, because the paper was so popular, we had a very good mail-order business of racing memorabilia that ran concurrently with the sales of Winning Post, and it was also a successful fundraiser for Doxa.
8, 4, and 3, the first three home there at Ballarat, the 4 Zipping Newman at $1.70, and the 3 La La Q Grab third at $3.20. So when you started Winning Post, Joe, could you have envisaged how big it was going to actually get? Like, what was your plan when it started? Did you foresee what it would be, what it was going to be, become?
Well, I was like the man who's just come off the first class in the cabin cruiser and is clinging onto the life raft for life because it was a pretty tough in the early days. It took us about 2 years to run it into profit. But once we got it into, that was the big thing, the pivotal turning point in the success of the paper commercially was when we got it through in, and it was sold through the News Agents Network, which got a better response from advertisers. And that's when we really turned the corner. But look, for the first 2 years, it was just a struggle to get it out week by week. But anyway, we survived. We stayed in the ring and kept throwing punches, and we survived.
Joe, you mentioned probably 300,000 plus youngsters have been through the camp at Malmesbury. What's been the most satisfying one for you? Because a lot of those kids have gone up there, have been troubled. They haven't had much in life, either support emotionally or financially, the whole lot. They've had a real battle on their hands, but they go up there and it's a whole new world for them.
Well, one of the most satisfying things is if, you know, I ring a, well, it happened a couple of months back, I rang a courier company to get a parcel picked up at the doctor's office. And, you know, the lady, you know, she would have been, I suppose, in her 40s, but she was still enamoured and enthusiastic and remembering very fondly her time at Doxa as a primary school child. So that sort of is great, very satisfying. And then a lot of the people who were there yesterday who are now adults with their own young kids are people who had found out through the various publicity avenues that we were having the 50th anniversary at the Doxa camp, and they took the trouble to come back there and relive their old memories. That was very satisfying. And then some of the people that have succeeded through our scholarship university program, some of those people were there yesterday. So to know you're doing something positive always makes you feel good.
Now, Father Joe, we've got 70 seconds till this first race at Pakenham, and we can speak for hours about your involvement in Doxa and the winning post. But before we let you go, who's the most interesting person that you have come across in racing and why?
Oh, gee, I would have to be Bart Cummings, because Bart Cummings was just great with his one-liners. I said to him when Saintly won his first race, I said, do you think this horse will do what Think Big did? You know, Think Big won the Carbine and won two Melbourne Cups. He said, you do the praying and I'll do the training. And when he was sick, it was pneumonia, I rang him. I said, how are you, Bart? He said, I've been better. I said, should I organise prayers to Mother Mary MacKillop? And he said, knock it off, I'm not that crook. Bart was a very interesting character. He had a great memory for people, great memory for events. Roy Higgins was a great man and became a great friend. I've met in recent times, I've had a good friendship with Joe Chadiak and had a great time with his good horse, Takeover Target, and many, many other good, interesting people.
Joe, wonderful to catch up today. Congratulations on yesterday. And it was a beaut day there at Malmesbury. And let's continue success for Doxa, because it does so much good. And the racing industry have supported it all the way, helping those kids.
Thank you very much, Sean and Maddie, and thanks for your support. Good